the scripture just for a few minutes before we close with a couple more songs this evening. We've talked about the fact, some of you have talked about the fact, that God has built music and appreciation for music into the human soul. And God desires our praise, not only with spoken words, but he desires our praise in a song. He appeals for it, at least in the Psalms. But not only there. When I come to the New Testament, well, I intended to say this, so I'll say it. In the Old Testament form of worship, in the tabernacle first and then at the temple, from the time of David on, there was a lot of music. In fact, about one-third of the tribe, of the members of the tribe of Levi, were assigned as the music committee or something at the tabernacle. They formed great choirs. And some of the psalms, if you read the, you know, the fine print at the top of the psalm, some of them were designed for antiphonal singing. One group of Levitical choristers would be on one end or one side of the tabernacle or the temple, and another group on the other side, and they would talk to each other and answer each other musically. So music was a serious part, a major part, of Old Testament worship. We don't know exactly how it worked, but it was there in the tabernacle. It was there in the temple in Jerusalem. Now, thinking about this, when we come to the New Testament, it's kind of hard to know exactly what happened in the assemblies, the meetings of local churches. We don't read a lot about music, though there are some hymns recorded in the New Testament epistles. But when I come to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, we find kind of a pivotal and foundational truth for New Testament living as a believer in Jesus. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Do not get drunk with wine," that's what the world does, "for that is dissipation," just a waste, "but be filled with the Spirit." Don't let spirits that you pour out of a bottle fill your life. Let the Holy Spirit of God fill your life. So how can you tell if he does? What happens when he does, when he permeates your life? Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. There's music, which is to be a part of the lives of New Testament believers, especially when their lives have been permeated, are permeated by God's Spirit. So I've heard speakers say that our music should not be performed for people, that it should be addressed to God. And I went along with that because it makes a lot of sense. You know, it cuts back on the egocentrism. They used to call the choir, the music department, the war department of a church. A lot of conflict went on there. You know, people wanted to be first chair. They wanted to sing solos and all that stuff. So I said, okay, that makes sense to me. And then recently I've been thinking about this verse. Look at verse 19 again. Speaking to whom? Speaking to one another. I think some English versions read yourselves, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Well, there is a real sense in which we can minister to each other with our music, isn't there? When Cheryl Blazer sang a solo this morning, did she minister to you while she sang about the Lord? Yes. When our choir sings, you know, the choir's not up here to perform in the sense that a music group performing on a secular stage would. They are here, however, to minister to you as they sing praise to God. So there is a sense in which we can build up each other and minister to each other musically. And then there is another sense in which the singing and making melody with your heart should be addressed to the Lord. Obviously, our praise should be addressed to the Lord. And all of our music, and when we assemble as believers, should be for His glory and for His praise. And it should also express gratitude for the great things that He has done for us in providing salvation, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. So tonight I think it's appropriate to say thank you to those who minister to us musically, but we should always direct our praise to God and focus the glory on Him. Tonight, let's conclude by singing a couple more choruses.